Hey, what you waiting on? Check, checkers on your phone. This the Tony Sands Show. Turn your radio on. Chelsea just turned down like a field goal, so we in the zone. Got games like a stadium. I'ma go ahead and pack the dome. I'm cooler, smoother. Make you think with your medulla. You a student. I'ma school you with the facts that I'm producing. This is for the high schoolers, college students. Nah, everyone can do it. Do this. I ain't new to this. My style is rich. It's lucrative. Maneuver through it. You know it's fashion. You know it's so sensational. Like my big homie Tony. You could catch me every Monday at the kickoff on Sunday. I got these cold hard facts and we ain't talking Sundays. Co-host with Kelly Daly. Shout out to the big homie. You know it's so sensational. Like my big homie Tony. Co-hosting with Kelly Daly. You know it's facts only. You know I'm so sensational. Like my big homie Tony. Tony, Tony, Tony. Go BBS Radio.
Welcome to another week of the Tony Sands Show. But one thing about this show this week, oh my goodness, when you say you have to go and you find the meaty part of South Florida when it comes to youth league sports, I had to go and get that dude, him. When I say, you know, I used to, a lot of kids say, I'm him. I had to go get him in order for him to let the whole nation know that we coming. And when we come, we come in with a strong, strong, powerful front. When it comes to youth league football, there's no one other in South Florida that is on the ground, boots on the ground, that is making this thing work. When you see his face, everybody know him. Kids from all over the country, Texas, California, Georgia. When they see him, they get excited because they know what? He's been there bringing the excitement. Without further ado, let me bring on my man, Willie Cheatham. What's up, my brother? How you doing?
What's up? What's up? I'm great, man. Happy to be on.
Listen, man, I'm glad to have you. You know, we've been talking about it, putting it together, making sure that everything go right, man. Today, listen, we've been to let people know that this is how we're coming. We've been to come with exciting shows. I mean, when it comes to just youth league football across the nation, we're not just going to be boots on the ground in South Florida. We want to take this thing nationwide, man. And when we talked, what were some of the things that got your juices flowing when it come to what we were talking about in our meetings?
Just everything, man. Just the talent level, man, all around, man. These kids got, you see some of the greatest talent, you know what I'm saying, around the country with Little League, period. You know what I mean? It's a lot of talent. It's a lot of excitement. It's a lot of great matchups. You know what I mean? So it's just, if you love football, this is what it's all about.
And Will, you know, you've been, like I said, boots on the ground. I tell people all the time, there's certain people that are on the ground, and there's certain people that are boots on the ground. Your boots on the ground. What is it over the past 7 years that have took you, South Florida Youth League sports, to a whole nother level to where it stood out from the rest of the nation?
Just the talent alone, man, with the kids. You know, it's a South Florida talent, man. Like I tell everybody, man, it don't matter what state you go to, man, it ain't no talent like Florida. Florida speed is different. Florida athletes are different. You know what I mean? Like, and that's just what it is. You know, it's just the culture of football. We eat, sleep, dreaming, and we bleed it.
And you say we're different.
Yes, we're different.
Eat, sleep, this. How has 707 helped youth league football evolve in some type of way?
I mean, yes, because you get to showcase, you know, the quarterback, the skill players, you know what I mean? That's just some of the areas. But like I said, overall, as talent as a whole, like, Florida's just different. It's different. The quarterbacks, the running backs, the culture, the coaching, everything is just different for Florida.
And we say different because when I'm out at youth league games, I'm youth league football programs and games have more people than the high school stadiums field.
Yes.
And you have one game that you guys have been putting on over at St. Thomas. What went into you guys trying to put that game on and to where everybody looks and expects that game every year? What was it about that game that you guys felt that you had to do? Was it something that said, okay, we've been to showcase South Florida talent? Or was it say, hey, listen, we want to let people know that South Florida is ready to compete with anybody, Georgia, Texas, California, if you name it, we're ready to go. What was it about that game that you felt that you guys had to put that on?
Well, basically, like we did it for the culture. Like we want to put together the matchups that never happened before. You know what I mean? Like the toughest teams that never played because they're in two different leagues. You know what I mean? So these are teams that never get a chance to face each other. So we wanted to put together a roster of teams that everybody don't have to think about what could have happened, what would have happened. You know what I mean? So we get these games on display and let them take place in front of everybody. You know, these, like I said, these are key matchups that everybody wanted to see.
How hard is it? For those listeners that are joining the Tony Sands Show, I'm Tony Sands. I'm here with boots on the ground, my man. When it comes to UT football, Willie Cheatham. Willie, how hard is it to put on those games? Is it tough to get those matchups or to line those schedules up? Is that something that you guys find to be one of the challenging things about that tournament?
Actually, it's not tough at all, you know what I mean? Because like I said, these are matchups that been supposed to been happening, but some type of way it never occurred, you know what I mean? So our job is to make these happen. Maybe we gotta make it happen, you know what I mean? So we just do the groundwork, you know, and try to put on a show for the kid for the culture, man. You know what I mean? Everybody come out, have a good, and it's just preseason. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no winners, ain't no losers. It's just preseason. Kick off the football season. Let the world know what's finna go down, how the season finna take place. You know, and it's just heavy hitting matchup. You know what I mean? And like I said, there's no winners, no losers.
Well, and you're on the ground. And I want to, before we get into highlighting some of South Florida future stars, give me a if you had your opportunity, give me a list of, and I'm saying programs. When we're talking about programs, I mean overall building and developing programs, from developing kids to winning to pride, all this going to, when you say a program, if you had a chance to list your top five programs. Not teams, but programs. Give me your top five programs that you would list as top five when with all those criterias.
Well, I mean, I can't list them in order, like, you know what I mean? Because I
Yeah,
can't say
just throw them out. Yeah.
who is number one, but I'm gonna give you five teams that got great programs, you know, that's been doing it for years, that's been doing it continuously, and that has great programs. Fort Lauderdale Hurricanes, Miami Beach Garden Ravens, Fort Lauderdale Ladies Vikings, Boynton Bulldogs,
Okay.
and the fifth one, I'll say, well, you could say, the fifth one tough, man. The fifth team,
And I know, because they also all of
yeah, it's a
these,
lot. It's a
so
lot. You
many
know
of
what I
them,
mean? Yeah,
and
it's a lot.
everybody doing great across the board. But when you, like, say for instance a
I
game,
say,
what is
I
what?
say, I say Miramar. I say
Miramar,
Miramar.
okay.
I say
Because
Miramar.
I think the Pouncey boys are over at Miramar, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and they and I know you hear a lot about the team, their team, and some of the athletes that they put out. What made, now you gotta remember, what made two high profile NFL guys want to come down to teach youth league football?
Hey, like I said, it's for the culture, man. It's for the kids. Like I said, like each week in South Florida, you have hell day battles. Like, you know what I'm saying? You gotta be tested. You're going through the gauntlet. Like, it's not an easy road. Any given Saturday, you can lose. You know what I mean? Like I said, it's the talent level in Florida is different. Like every Saturday, you gotta come ready to work. You gotta come ready to play. Any given Saturday, you can lose it. Like the competition, you had Derry running all the way from the Super PBs all the way up until last year. They just got their first loss. The Pouncey Boys knocked them off. Nobody couldn't beat them. Nobody couldn't come close to beat them. They lost in the Super Bowl, got shot out in the epic game. You know what I mean? But they held the throne for years. Nobody couldn't beat them. You know, they beat Pouncey. They blow them out. 31 zip the year prior. You know what I mean? And just kept chopping, kept building, trying to build a team. And they built a team. Finally got over the hump last year in the Super Bowl.
And you say these teams getting over the hump. These teams have, I mean, these kids look forward to. I remember the first year when I got, probably about my second year, really, when I got into youth league football, was probably the first time that I had seen Super Bowl rings be handed out. I was a part of that team. We put together a 125-pound team in the city of Deerfield with the Deerfield Beach Packer Rattlers that was probably some considered one of the greatest teams to be assembled in Deerfield because of all the talent that we had on that team. And being around those young men, one of those young men, even to this day, has won Super Bowls, and he was one of my prized young men that I took ownership of. And that's even like a coach like Magruder. That has I've seen over the years put together some things. Coach Rod Mack, another guy that put on great talent. And one thing about Rod Mack, Willie, my wife loved because the way he have his kids dressed when they're traveling is just a phenomenal. It reminds me of really college teams when they're traveling and they're on the road in suit, they're in the airport. Man, it is special. But Will, we say special because South Florida talent is special. Man, let's get into looking at some of these young men that we're going to showcase tonight. And it was a list of them, but we can only put five.
Yeah.
Let's look at the list that we came up with first. I'm going to let you call the list off that we came up with because each and every week, this list, I'm quite sure will change because we're looking at plays of the week. But with this week, we're kicking it off, so we're going to show a little bit more of their talent, showcase a little bit more of their talent. Like I say, we picked eight out of South Florida. Eight.
Right.
Well, I would consider dogs at all the levels because we went around and grabbed some from some of the levels. Let's go to that 6U level. What was one of the names that we said at the 6U level? We're going to call the names and then we'll get back into doing some video because we had eight. We had to break it down to five. Tom and my producer said we got to break that thing down to five. But let's go ahead and start naming off some of your top talent in South Florida.
Number one, Roger Lewis.
Yes. What is it about? Because I hear this name a lot and I got a chance to look at his highlight when you sent it to me. What is it about this kid that makes this kid stands out to where people want to come and see this kid play?
Like I said, this kid is special. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he been doing it from all the way from the Super Pre's on up to the 12. This kid is special. When the gang get mm-hmm. big, Rod get bigger. You know what I mean? Like, kid special. Blaze, he could do it all. He could play quarterback. He could play running back. He's phenomenal. He can do it all, like I said, and he's definitely a game changer. When he's on the field, you gotta watch it. You gotta watch him. Mm-hmm. Every time the ball hike, if you blink, it could be a touchdown rod.
And we're in South Florida, being in South Florida, a kid like that, and I'm quite sure the big three, as I call it, the big three. At that next level of high school, I'm quite sure the big three are all over him. When the big three would be considered, like I say, the Chaminades, the St. Thomas, the American Heritage, then you're filtering possibly Carter Gibbons. Dillard is having a season. So Northwestern down in Miami, Central, they get a chance to me to pick when it comes to a guy like this. Man, if you don't put your best foot forward to get this guy, because he is a game changer, he can change your program at the high school level and take you from mediocre to supreme in a matter of games.
Instantly.
Let's go through another name. Let's look at another one of the names that you pulled out and say that was elite. Let's go younger now. Let's go real young now to this.
All right, we got Temmage McCloud, aka Papa Man. 6U.
And he got his nickname already. And I'm going to tell you something. I was in the barbershop in Deerfield. He even already signed his autograph on the wall. But the unique thing about him, I had the chance to train him. I mean, his uncle and his dad. Now, his uncle was a dog. I'm going to be honest with you. His uncle was, oof. I can see where this young man is picking up talent because he comes from a generation of talent. What is it about this young 6-year-old that everybody's going crazy about?
Like I said, like he's a once in a generation, once in 20 years of talent, man. This kid, he got a hard work. Cause actually, I coach him. You know what I mean? I'm gonna say shoot. He got a hard work ethic. Like you said, he got that dog in him. You know what I mean? It's like anywhere you put him at on the field, he gonna be the best on the field at that. You know what I mean? And then at his age 6, you could put him in quarterback. He can throw the ball. You can put him at receiver. He's gonna be the best receiver. You can put him at running back. So with him, like you got a plethora of positions that he can play. You know what I mean? That's what separate him from all the other 6 year kids right now. He can play every single position. And when you put him in there, he's gonna be the best player on the field at that position.
And when you talk about, like I said, his dad also coaches with him. His dad is a minister here in South Florida, McCall. He owns a school here. And like I say, he was tough. He played tough. So his bloodline is thick when it comes to being athletic. So we can see why this generation that has been passed down to him, he is that golden goose that's going to be able to take that McCall name and put it up in lights again. Because like I said, both his dad and his uncle were dogs. But both was dogs. They played at a high level. What is it about Spielman, aka Bam, that we had to put him on this list? What was it about his talent?
Oh man, kid a freak, man. Kid huge, fast. Like he's another one. Wherever you put him at, he can play everything. You put him there, you're gonna be the best on the field. Kid just a freak of nature, man. Speed, height, agility, everything. Kid is a monster. He's another one. Anytime the ball is in his hands, you blink, touchdown. Special.
And we're gonna get in, guys. Like I said, we're if those are just now joining the show, we're the Tony Sands Show live with my main man Willie Cheatham. He's giving us the insight on youth league football, where we're looking to take youth league football here in South Florida. Because Willie, like I've been telling people, we're looking at some point, especially starting off next season, what we're doing, what we call game day.
Right.
Just like the college is doing game day. Game day is something that we feel that can be exciting here at the youth league level. I know, and not that another one that I want to bring out. Not that he is my grandson, but he is him. He's played in DFL with Slime Babies, and he is a guy that's been getting a lot of recognition throughout the Twitter circuit. A lot of schools are notarizing him, and he can move. I'm gonna be honest with you, Willie. He got that ability. It reminds me. And I had a lot of talent, but his level of talent where he's at now is light years ahead of where I was. His ability to change direction, accelerate is beyond.
Yeah, I've been watching that little young kid. Like I said, like he's special as well. I saw the kid. Actually, I saw where they played. Boy, and this year, the kid did a spin move like Barry Sanders. I was like, wow, he's tough. He's definitely tough, and he got that heart. You know what I mean? And losing the game, but he was still out there fighting. He didn't give up. So that's great. That's what I loved about him. They were down like I think it 20 zip, but he was still out there playing. He was giving
Yep,
it
we're
his
still
go.
fighting. That's
Still fighting.
that's what I tell them. We got a dog's fight to the end.
Right.
Period. If you're a dog, you're gonna fight to the end. Thomas, let's get ready. All right. Well, let's get ready. We're gonna go into our number one kid. We're gonna play his highlight, and then man, we're gonna come back and we're gonna break down his highlight. Thomas, we got the videos ready. Look at that ability, the scatting takeaway. Look at that separation. Oh. Now, if he get out of this, oh my goodness. Oh, wow. Now I see why this young man's name is ringing bells
Yes, sir.
and throughout South Florida. I see what you're saying now.
Special talent, man. Kid, special.
But I mean, listen, I wanted the people that are joining the show, I wanted to play the song, but I have to. The song that we had that they put to it was kind of, but we're gonna omit that, because we have a. I want to make sure. I mean, the kid, like I say, when I look at that, when I'm looking at that kid, if I'm and I coached at the college football, if I'm looking at a kid like him, I'm ready to offer him right now. If I was a college program, I'm ready to offer a kid like that right now. Why? Because if I offer this kid, It makes my college program look good. But not only that, I sent an impression to this young man that we were first in the gate at you. We were first at you. And when a kid feel like you was first, you always get priority. This kid here is not, listen, I guarantee you by the time this kid get through his youth league program and once he first day on a college campus, I guarantee you this young man here will be getting offers out the door. Now in South Florida, do they put together their YouTube clips to where they're marketing them more on YouTube, Instagram? Because I've always noticed coaches follow Twitter more than they follow Instagram. Is that something that parents are not paying attention to, that they need to set up their accounts in Twitter more because that's where coaches are?
I mean, I think now that's the direction that it's heading in. Like, it's getting more like on YouTube, Instagram. Like, I think it's like it's getting more to that, like coming to that. Like, a lot of these kids putting together highlights, you know what I mean? Like, the kids doing it their own stuff, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. They putting it together themselves, you know. They got footage of themselves, like in the sea. Cause like I said, man, these kids are some special kids, man. You know, and they know that they have talent. You know what I mean? Like they're special kids. They stand out from the rest.
And like I said, we stand out. Let's go ahead and highlight our number three, McLeod. Let's look at what we were talking about when we was talking about this young 6-year-old that's going to make everyone. At all levels, I'm quite sure he's probably, I know his daddy probably, lucky his daddy is coaching over there. That's what keeping him, because I'm quite sure every youth league program around the South Florida market probably want to get their hands on Papa Man. Go ahead, Thomas, play number three. Oh.
House car.
Outside. Gone.
He is special, man.
Wait a minute, man. Hold up. This ain't fair, man. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Look, he running him down, but look how he cut off.
But
he got to get to the end zone. Touchdown.
No heart. Listen, that's heart. That's gone.
Yeah. And this kid knows football. This kid knows the game. Look at this. Planning him.
Thomas, play that back again for a minute. Thomas, can we rewind that back for a minute? Let me see that hit again. Ow.
Textbook.
That is a D cleaner. That's something, listen, we can teach it. You can teach a lot of things. You can teach, and that shows, that gives credit to y'all coaching staff that y'all are teaching textbook style tackling. But to make that impact, and naturally, at that young, when they're getting ready to make an impact, they kind of ease up a little bit. He came right through.
Textbook.
Right through this kid. Do he come to practice every day with that type of mentality?
That's his mentality. Like I said, like this is a 6-year-old kid, but this kid knows the game inside and out. He's playing the game and coaching at the same time. He bringing that energy every day, each and every day to practice, man. Like I said, you put the kid in at quarterback, he gonna get the ball though. Hey, man, he really like a USB. You just insert him and let him play.
Let him do his thing.
Listen,
man, let's go ahead. Let's go. Our next one, Thomas, number seven, round it up, Fatty. Listen, hold on. Before we play it, what does the nickname represents here with this young man here?
With who? Fatty?
Yeah, Artez.
I don't know where you get the name from, but the kid is amazing. I know that. Amazing.
Go ahead, Thomas. Let's play it up. Let's get it. Look at here. Oh. Tell me. Oh. Oh, my goodness.
Different type of speed.
Different. Totally different.
Different type of speed.
Listen, you know, like they say, certain things that you can teach, one thing about speed and wide open. Listen, and I'm a speed coach. There's certain guys that got speed, and there's certain guys that you have to develop the speed. This young man has speed that can take the doors. Do a lot of when you see these young men walking around throughout South Florida on the youth league level, what is it? I mean, do they have that aura about them that where they know I'm him?
Yeah, they. The ones that's like that, they walk around like that, like they know who they are. You know what I mean? And not only do they know who they are, their opponents know who they are. Like I said, they special. It's just certain kids that can do something. See, it's different. You know what I mean? Like different. Some kids are talented. Some kids are God gifted. It's a different.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a different.
Listen,
See,
I ain't worked. I
these
just.
kids doing it effortless. They just got they got it. It's in them. It's in their DNA. You know what I mean? Some kids got to work up to get to
To
that.
that. Correct. 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 And that's, like I tell you, I had to make sure I honed in on my talent. I had to work my talent. A lot of guys, and I developed talent. So I know certain guys, when you see them, they just got it.
They just
They
got it,
just him.
born with it. Natural God gift.
I mean, and
Just
the only
born
thing
with
you
it.
can do is polish it, because you can't enhance it. It's going to enhance as you go. You can
Right.
polish it, but as far as enhancing it, man, listen, they just dogs. And that's that one, that kid there is a dog. We'll be, listen, not only in this day and age with the NIL, and I was going over some NILs today with people. This kid here would get to where these kids are now. I was looking at it, we was looking at a deal with a kid. This kid was getting ready to go off to college, getting 100,000 every month.
Wow.
100,000 every month. So this is that type of kid. These are those type of kids that we're talking about,
Right.
that really at this level now, the way it's going, is going to be making
Them type of that type
dollars.
of money, right.
They're going to be making dollars and cents. And this is why I tell people, we got to make sense of it. The game has changed. So if the game is changing, if you don't change with it, you're going to be left behind in it.
Right.
These kids here are going to be, and they understand that they are him, that their value and what their value is. Thomas, let's go ahead and play. Listen, Makai, my grandson, let's go ahead and show some of the moves that he has with the number eight.
Wow.
Listen, Thomas, you can, these and these kids understand this game. They understand the game, and that's, like you say, the 707s throughout South Florida is helping develop the kids, but there are some trainers throughout South Florida that are also enhancing and helping these young men. And my hat's off to those guys to be able to get out. A lot of those guys I know, a lot of those guys I trained and helped develop, and now to see them prospering out, doing their thing, helping each meet one, teach one, helping them to get their thing on the go. Listen, another, and it's another one whose bloodline is deep. The Hitman. Hitman, as you know, he was with Lakes at one point. He was in CC. And listen, when that he got the nickname the Hitman for what he likes to do. Tom, let's go ahead and play the number two, that number two video that we have reeled up with Antonio.
Wow.
Oh my goodness. Hitman.
Yeah.
Listen, it's amazing how when you look at a lot of these kids, a lot of these kids have their own nickname, which people don't realize. Those are brands.
Right.
Those are brand names that they have. They're branding. And I'm praying that their family, if they were smart, you start seeing if you can trademark some of these names. Because if they're understanding the game in the business, you have a kid that, you know, name, like I say, the Hitman, Papa Man. These are names that you can brand and really hold the rights to names. And like, I have a phrase that I patented and I branded. It's mine. I own it. Train like an animal, play like a beast. And if anybody was to use it, you got to come and see me. And so
Right.
these parents are understand, got to understand that. And that's why even in some of this, and some of the other names that we wanted to highlight was from the flag level was a kid, Corker. I can't wait to, I'm telling you, I can't wait till we to this kid as a flag guy. Thomas, do we have time? Can we grab that? That would have been the number six. Grab that number six. And I, because I want to highlight what I'm saying when we're saying not only is football at the tackle level, but we see them at the flag level that advances to that level. So this is one. Thomas, can we play that one? Let's play that. And so you, like I say, those are plays that we're continually, we're seeing them at the flag level. So we understand when they get to the tackle level, he is one of the kids to watch at that tackle level that we will look at. Which, and as a matter of fact, Thomas, if we got the time, go ahead and cue up number four for me. Get Bam ready for me, AKA Bam. I would love to see what that name means. All right, go ahead. Let's cue it up. We'll go ahead and cue it up. We're gonna go ahead and cue them up. We've been to cue these up. Oh my goodness.
Freak of nature, man. Wow. Freak. Mm. Both sides of the ball. Freak.
He can play. And as you see that, like I said, he know he was him when I saw him drop down in that tackle, drop down in that one technique block. Oh,
yeah.
He clean, Joker. Oh,
yeah, cleaning.
I guarantee you that corner. No, I ain't gonna sneak my nose in there no more.
They don't want to tackle him.
Look at him. They can't. He's throwing them all.
Yeah.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4, about 7 people. Sam, where the rest of the team? Oh, don't tell me he's gonna take it to the sideline. Oh, we look at that little boy, get out of here. Yeah. That's what that looked like. Little boy, get out of here. Look at him. Now you and Thomas, I mean, Willie, do you think when teams get ready to line up against someone like him, do these coaches, and I looking at them, if I see him at the receiver position up in the cover, I'm gonna make sure we double him. I didn't see him doubling this young man.
Nah, if you're a DC and you gotta go against him, all you can do is pray. That's it. When you're a DC and you know that you go against him, only one thing you can do is pray, because you're definitely not stopping him.
Hey, look, when they praying on deaf ear, because at the rate that young man never moved, like you say, what happened to my prayer? Like it got cut off, because that young man never looked like he bring it each and every time. I saw him. Like I said, I guarantee you that corner wasn't going to sneak his nose in there. Now another time after he got depleted on that slam block at all.
I think he like 6'1", 6'2", 12 years old, man. That kid's a freak, man. Listen, and then when he catch that ball open field, and they moving out of the way, they don't want to tackle him coming down here. You don't want to tackle a locomotive.
Listen, so, I mean, man.
It's hard.
Okay, here we go. How do you rank all this talent that's here in South Florida?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's the talent, like I said, once again, I'm going to tell you, South Florida, it's the state of Florida talent different. It's hard to rank all this talent. Like, him and Rod is on the same 12 U. You know what I mean? Just think about them two playing together in high school. Any high school culture, the culture change when they touch down as freshmen. They're going to change you. So you got them 4 years at a high school.
And I'm quite sure high schools are, you know, I'm curious to see how many high schools are actually out at these practices. If they're not, and they're not sending somebody, they got to be crazy. Because like I said, just from what I saw, if I'm a high school coach, if I can get my hands on some of them, Fatties, Bams, I mean, if you can get your hand on some of them guys,
yeah.
Listen, that's state champion through and through.
Yeah.
That's a state champion, and with the kid Rod, oh my goodness. You get that kid there and you get you a couple other pieces around him.
Yeah, I mean, if you get Bam and Rod on the same team, man, that's cheating. It's in high school, it's cheating. How you gonna stop that? Like you can't, there's no way. And then Rod can line up at receiver too. You know what I mean? Rod, just like Bam, like they special. Anytime they get the ball, they can take it to distance. They got different type of speed. They got grit about themselves. They don't got no lay down in them. They gonna fight. You got to get them off the field. You got to kill them. So I mean, these kids, man, like I tell you, South Florida is different. It's different.
So now, and teams travel here, and we travel to states. We travel to other states, Georgia specifically. It came one point to where Georgia, everybody was saying, well, Georgia dominated Florida. Georgia dominated Florida. Does that have to do with that Georgia? Do Georgia stack teams?
Yes, that what I was finna let you know. Like Georgia stacked their team, you know what I mean? Cause they get come together and they got a purpose. That's to win national. Just think about it. If we just take our pride, see, we so competitive that we compete so hard against each other, we can't come together and put our team together. And we get an all-star team 12U, right? We got
Correct.
Rob, we got Bam, we got a couple more of those kids. But you don't even got to get an all-star team. You can put Hurricane 12U together, and you can put the Flock together, which is the Raven 12U. I think won't nobody beat them. No, won't nobody beat them in all 50 states. Just the two teams combined together.
But
Won't
what is it
nobody beat
about
them.
Georgia? Okay, what is it about Georgia where they say, hey, we've been to merge together. How they merge theirs together? But what is it about Florida? And I know it's that competitive edge in us down here in the water that we are, listen,
Right.
Or is it that some of these guys say, well, if I let my guy go and play with you and I'm not coaching the
Right.
GU,
That's the
I
thing.
may not never get him back.
Cause you gotta understand it's great coaches on both sides, it's great kids on
Correct.
both sides. So it always gonna be egos that collide. You get what I'm saying? But if, like say I'm the OC for the Ravens, you the OC for the Hurricanes. You know what I'm saying? We can come together collectively. We could both be OC, put our minds
Yes.
together. Cause we gotta serve one purpose. We trying to win the national championship. Everybody gotta put their egos aside. Like Georgia do it all the time. That's why they killing us in the national. They killing us. They putting together an all-star team. We just playing with the team that we got. We not playing as an all-star team. If we play with them, they all-star is our all-star. It won't be close. We're the scrub Georgia easily.
And so it makes if you look around the nation when they see, okay, well, the top youth league teams are playing at this event at the national championship, and all of a sudden Georgia wins, they start it started leading like, oh, Georgia got all the talent. Georgia don't have the talent.
Yeah, but not only that, you got DSE 12U, you got Treasure Coast 12U, you got Lauderdale Lace 12U. Just think, if you combine all them teams together, man, Georgia lose. I mean, Georgia get shot out, don't score, and they lose by 40 points. They lose by 40 points. Their all-star team loses by 40 points for sure. It won't
But
be close.
do these coaches talk about, do they get amongst themselves and say, hey, listen, guys, let's see what we can do? Because see, like you said, there's two types of OCs on teams. There's a run game OC and a
Right.
passing game OC.
Right.
Same thing on the defensive side, a run game and a pass game. So if they merge these talented kids together, they can get what is supposed to be given to South Florida. Because I always said, when we see it, when our kids go off to college, we separate ourselves. We're different. The dog in us come out. I don't care
Right.
where we are. If you
Right.
look at some of the top receivers right now in college football, they're from South Florida.
We made, but that's why Georgia do that. Because with Rod Mack, with the Purple Machine, Goon Squad, he made them do that. They had to merge. Then you got Zip 'em Up. They're like, nah, AK boy got three teams and one to beat Zip 'em Up. You know what I mean? They had to do that. They got to merge to be that. But they come together collectively and they do it. Just down here in South Florida, we don't come together and do it. You know what I mean? If we do it, it'd be the same thing. We'll destroy Georgia, man, from the 6U all the way to the 13U. Not only Georgia, any state that comes in with all 50 states, nobody will beat Florida. If
And
you
you
get
said 6U. Okay, let's stick with the 6U. If you was creating a superpowered 6U, what would be some of the teams that you feel that will merge together, and what would be some of the standout players that you feel that can get together and guarantee a win, a national championship for the 6U here in the state of Florida?
Man, 6U would be stupid done, cause on the 6U level, it's so many teams that's tough that's in the state of Florida. You got Lauderdale Lakes, you got Fort Lauderdale Hurricane, you got Boynton, know what I mean? You got the team Stingrays up north Florida, know what I mean? You got Osceola in North Florida. Like it's just so much talent. Like on the 6U will be well, not even 6U, every like I said, every
Every
pound.
level,
If we
every level.
come, if, listen, man. If we come together, like, and just said, we here for one purpose. We finna stop Georgia. It won't be fair. Georgia got to team up with Georgia, Texas, California to have a chance. They can't. They just can't put Georgia together against Florida just together. It won't be. It won't be fair still. They
So
won't have enough talent to beat us.
If you were, if you was ranking talent, just talent, not teams, not how would you rank? Give me your top three states.
Florida, Georgia, Texas.
Wow. So now you know California will come and say, well, wait a minute, he forgot about us. But if we're talking about talent, and you look across the board, because, you know, we look at it, especially if you were saying at the youth league level, we're seeing it play out. We're seeing it evolve. Florida is different.
Yeah, and then, like, wait, Cali got talent. You know what I mean? Like, Cali got talent. You can't take it away. They'll be 3A. But as far as, like, toughness, football, physical, fast, physical, speed, you got to go Florida, Georgia, Texas. And then, I mean, it's a no-brainer. Like, Cali right there too. But if, like you said, if I'm making a list, that'd be my list.
And what if there was outside of we're not merging together, what is the one thing you think that we're missing here in South Florida that would really take youth league sports to a whole nother level?
Without merging?
Without merging. Without, you know, we had to merge. We know if we merge together, what we're going to. But if, right. Even, and I'm talking about park-wise, even different parks.
Right.
What is it that we're missing here in South Florida that if we was to get that one thing that would take South Florida talent even further into the stratosphere?
Like I said, man, it's just the ego, man. Like, coaches got to stand down. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, if you're an OC, I'm an OC, you know that I'm better than you. Stand down.
Stand down.
If you're a DC, I'm a DC, I know that you're better than me. Stand down. Take the back seat. Don't let your ego get involved. You know what I'm saying? Because we here to get it. We here to serve one person. We here to bring the natty home.
To bring it. When was the last time when we looked at national championships? When was the last time that we really, and I know Rob Mack, when I think about national championships, the Purple Machine is the first thing that comes to my mind.
Right.
Not only that, it was just the way that he moved. And I even my wife always talked about it. She said she loved the way Rod Mack travels his team because he travels them with the mindset that they are a college team. They're dressed up. They have his ties.
Right.
They walk in a line. But not only that, he also takes these young men to college tours. I mean, when he was going to Cali, he took them, they went to see, I think, USC and UCLA. When they went to Texas, he took them to the Cowboys facility. It's not only the football, but he's given them the experience from learning the game and understanding the game from the college level that you're trying to get to these places. These are some of the things that you got to do. Do you feel things like that, if we can get our kids really traveling more? Because some teams can't travel because financially the parks are not able to boost that revenue.
Right.
If I was looking at it from my standpoint, if we can get more our municipalities putting out the money that need to be put out for our youth to be able to experience these things, because the funding is there because it's the tax money that we're paying. And we finding out that it is there. Why? Because one city said we're going to put our money where our mouth is. And we looked at, I looked at when we developed back the Packer Rattlers, the city was committed to putting out the funding that, and like I said, it was the funding excess of $100,000 that they committed to this youth league program. If more of our municipalities, I think, is able to put and filter into these programs, not trying to rule over the program, but try to put into the program, I think that's another thing I think that we're lacking truly here in the state of Florida, because a lot of these kids don't come from money.
Not to cut you off, that'd be a great thing. Like we said, like, you know what I mean? Like, they get a lot of notoriety here. in Florida,
Yes,
but we need to get them out nationwide.
correct.
Like, you know what I mean? We need the people to know that this right here is Artez Morton. This right here is Tevin McCloud. You know what I'm saying? So they get the notoriety, like,
Correct.
nationwide. See, that's why when we do the event on at St. Thomas, like, we get the kids to come in there. Like, this is a high school. Like, they get the experience. They get to get dressed in the locker room. They get the experience, that culture of that.
Now, tell me this. Do other high schools come at y'all about that? Because they say,
No.
okay, y'all take it over there, and now that gives St. Thomas the advantage because the kids get a chance to tour that facility. Do y'all ever hear some of that?
No.
Okay. All right. That's good. That's one thing that we're glad, because I know that's always been a thing, you know, because I did go there, but one thing about it, I've never.
St. Thomas love it. St. Thomas
Yeah.
love it because they can see the up and talent coming up. They can recruit them. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
So St.
they sit
Thomas
right there in
love
your
it.
backyard.
Right there in the backyard, we put on the showcase.
Outside of, like I said, I made my statement that I think the cities should get back, right, because of a simple fact. If you give the funding, you can take coaches to coaching clinics.
Right.
Kids can go to other showcases that are out there, because I traveled to Orlando. I went to Orlando to do a top 100 combine, because I do a lot of combines, and I got a chance to see a lot of the talent in the Orlando area compared to when we did the top 100 here in Miami. And I still say South Florida talent, and when I say South Florida, I'm saying Palm Beach on down.
Palm Beach on down,
This is
right?
what you gotta remember: the Miami Hurricanes, when they had their greatest time, they recruited from Palm Beach on down, and they was able to dominate college football.
Right.
The talent level, when I'm able to eyeball it like that, is totally different. I mean, it was like going to Orlando. Not to say, you know, that the talent wasn't bad, but when I seen what I seen in South Florida, and I seen what I seen in Orlando, it was a difference. These kids have more of, it was like more of a want. It reminded me of a kid with the one parent home and a kid with a two parent home.
Right.
That dog is in that one parent, because he's that
Yeah.
if mama's home,
Cause you fight for
I gotta get something.
survivors. Right. You fight for survival. But you see it every year in high school too. When
Yeah.
South Florida, for just for the state championship, when South Florida go up to North Florida, we dominate.
Correct.
Everybody know we're gonna win the state when we leave out of South Florida. When South Florida go to North Florida, we already know we're gonna win the state, because when you leave here, you already done played the state game.
Yes.
When you get out your backyard, you already done played the state game. So
You
when
know
you
that's
fight
why
for the
they,
gauntlet and shield, and you get up there, it's a cakewalk.
you know that's why they divided the state. That's
Right.
why they divided. There was a North Florida state championship, then South Florida, because South Florida was one year. I think we came home with all divisions,
Yeah.
all divisions, and that's
Booker
why.
T, Booker T, Central, Northwestern,
St. Thomas,
Columbus, St.
American
Thomas,
Heritage,
American
Carnegie
Heritage, New
Gibbons,
Orleans, yeah,
New Orleans,
everybody won, yeah.
everybody, it swept, and up north said, hey, we can't compete with
Seminar, yeah, they can't, they took
Seminole.
it,
We
yeah.
couldn't co we can't compete with that talent level. I look at South Florida, and I, you know, because I get a chance to see it even at the high school level. When we look at the Don Boscos, when we look at the Matter Days, and we look at even like an IMG, Tech Manson's an IMG. Can you imagine within a mile, about a 5 mile radius, there's St. Thomas, there's American Heritage, there's Cardinal Gibbons, there's Chaminade.
I'm not.
Can you imagine just one school housing all that talent?
There'll be number one in the nation every year.
Can you?
And again, it won't be close. You can get to Mater Dei, you can get to John Bosco, you can get to Bishop Gorman.
Yeah.
If it was just one school right there, like it won't be fair. Every year the calendar roll around,
It'll be crazy.
that it'll be number
It
one
would,
in the
like I
nation.
say, it would be crazy. I look at, like I say, just looking at the talent level. When it look at, you know, you look at how many guys that are in the league from South Florida, from Florida, period. You look at just how many guys are dominating at the college level. It's unbelievable. And our youth league's football is affected like our high school football. We got Thomas is telling me we got about 2 minutes. Give me the one thing you feel, or the if you was putting together, and you said it, if you was putting together an ideal program, what would some of the things be? We got 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, you got to get the coaches in the place, you know what I'm saying, because that's big, you know what I mean? It's well, you got a talent level like that, you got to have the right coaches in the place. And like I said, and the egos in the place, and the kids there, I mean, it ain't no stopping that program.
It's a winning program. Guys, listen, as we tell you, we're going to bring highlight player of the week. You need to get your tapes, put them in YouTube, send them to us, and that way we're going to highlight your kid each and every week. Now, listen, we're going to be taking this thing to restaurants. I'm already looking at what we're going to bring this to a restaurant. We're going to bring those kids in. We're going to be interviewing those kids, everything. We're going to change the game of where our youth need to be recognized and need to be put in the places like the rest of the nation is. We're going to put South Florida and the rest and throughout all sports on that pedestal like South Florida is number one, man. Hey, thank you, Will. Hey, listen, we're going to keep doing this, man. Let's keep this thing rolling, baby.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure, man. Anytime. You know that.
All right.
All right, keep closing out another week. Let's go.